prisoner to Bavel, and he put a puppet king, Tzidkiyahu, the nephew of Yehoiachin, to be the king of Judah, that he would take care of his interests. Well, what happened was that Tzidkiyahu, after a while, believed that he was the king. That's a very big danger, to make somebody the king and tell him you're not really the king. Because after a period of time, you know, you really think that you are the king. And when he thought he was the king, he made a revolution, and then Nebuchadnezzar came again. But in any event, in Tanakh it says that he took with him as a Choresh Vesamazger. He took with him the artisans, Choresh is the carpenters, Vesamazger the locksmiths. So the Gemara says, I mean, what does that mean? So the Gemara says he took all the Talmidei Chachomim in exile. 11 years earlier, he took the Sanhedrin, the Rosh Yeshiva, the Rabbonim, all the Talmidei Chachomim, he took them into exile in Bavel. So when the other Jews came in 586, there was a shul, there was a yeshiva, there was a beis medrash, there was a mikveh. There was a Jewish community that was made by the Talmidei Chachomim. They were the ones that came first. And that's a rule that we have in the Golis. You'll remember that, please. Whoever came first shaped the Golis. The Talmidei Chachomim came first to North Africa and Spain, so that was one type of Golis. The Reformed Jews came first to the United States, so that's a different type of Golis. It depends who's at the door greeting you when you come. So if the Novi Yecheskel is standing at the door, and the Sanhedrin is, in so to speak, operating in Bavel, and all the yeshivas are established, as the Novi Yecheskel founded the yeshiva in Sura. Yeshiva in Sura was founded in 597, and it lasted continually till the year 1001. So you're talking about an institution 1,600 years old. If you want to put that in perspective, the oldest educational institution in the Western world is Oxford University, which is about 900 years. Well, I told somebody in Miami this once, he said, 1,600 years, what a deficit they must have had. Well, undoubtedly true. But Bavel became now the seat of Jewish life and the seat of Jewish learning. The Jews came to Bavel, so originally they came as slaves. There were revolutions. The Rabbonu Shel Olam overthrew the Chaldean dynasty, Nebuchadnezzar, Belshazzar, Evel Merodach, and his sons. They were all overthrown. And in a short period of time, the Persians and the Medes came from the east and overthrew the entire Babylonian Empire, and they became the leading empire. Now, in our understanding of the role of the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael, in the ancient world, there were always two empires, the Northern Empire and the Southern Empire. The Southern Empire was 99% of the time Mitzrayim, Egypt. The Northern Empire, sometimes it was Aram, sometimes it was Ashur, Assyria, sometimes it was Bavel, sometimes it was Poras, it was Persia. But there always was a Northern Empire and a Southern Empire. And who was sandwiched in between the two tremendous empires? The Jews. And what country is the bridge that has to be crossed to get from north to south? Is always the land of Israel. And that's why we are always speaking in the Tanakh, and in the time of the Mishnah, and the time of the Gemara, you're always speaking about constant war. Constant. Because the country sits in the most strategic location. And the people are different people. They are not the Northern Empire, and are not the Southern Empire. We'll see this story will repeat itself with Alexander the Great, with the Romans, with the Greeks, with the Muslims, till our time. And that's why it's always a hot spot. If the Rabbonu Shel Olam would have wanted, he could have made Eretz Yisrael, let's say, New Zealand, right? Or Northern Canada or something, so then would be, you know, be a Ruach 11 maybe. But where it is located, it is...